The latest Netflix cartoon is animated child porn, according to critics. This was LifeSite News says. No, I watched the trailer. It's not according to the critics. It's according to the film. It is child porn. I witnessed the damn thing myself. I freaking saw it. Yeah, Maggie O'Connell. Okay, now, all right, Mrs. O'Connell. Now that you've seen the trailer, now you tell me. Mrs. Church, if you're listening, will you put the link to the trailer, or maybe Christopher, if you can find it, in the chat room at MikeChurch.com so folks can go watch it for themselves. Now, look, if you got kids around, don't play it. Trust me, don't play it. Now, I want to know, again, so the mirror reflection of the 10-year-old's genitals talking to her, if that's not child pornography, I don't know what is. I tell you what, there's a pederast out there right now that's cruising the streets looking for your 10-year-old daughter. I don't have a 10-year-old daughter anymore, but if I did, and my 10-year-old daughter to have some relations with. He's cheering this right now. You know what? He's going like, man, FBI can't bust me for watching this. Speaking of, you know all those stings that we hear about where these kiddie pornographers are arrested and the cameras are confiscated and all that? With people that animated this, what did they use as a model for the 10-year-old's private parts? Well, miniature, this is entertainment. They're allowed. Oh, they are. Oh, that's right. They are. Because we're so star-spangled awesome. We can survive this. No, we can't. Oh, you found it. Did you watch it? Midas Church posted it in there. Now, all right, now, if you're in the chat room at MikeChurch.com, just go to my website, MikeChurch.com, click on Mike Church Show Live Chat. Now, for those of you that are looking at the graphic image, the creature that is sitting next to the kid, that's in his bed. And by the way, you can't see it in that frame, but the boy has his Johnson in his hand. If you watch the whole trailer, you'll see. In other words, he's masturbating. That's what the kid is doing in that image right there. Please, I can't take anymore. You shouldn't be able to take this. What does that kid look like to you? 10? Prepubescent for sure. You know, he's got a little fuzz going here. Let's give him 12. Well, that's the age of consent now, right? Pedophiles. Right? Promoters of modern culture, right? Right, defenders of it. And now you can't see it. And when the camera pans back, you'll see the creature that's sitting next to the kid has horns. It's a freaking demon. The creators of the series are telling you, we're using demons to help the kids learn how to diddle themselves. Well, Josh, don't watch it. Although, I say this, since I can describe it to you, you can't be fully apprised of just how shocking this is without seeing it. If you watch that trailer, now, I got to ask the question again. If that little girl laying in her bed, looking in a mirror, talking to her private parts, which are on display for all the world to see, if that's not kiddie porn, what is it? What is? What is? See, they think they're being crafty, you know, because this is the first time this has happened. So, for the first time that we show the 10-year-old's vagina, we'll show it show it from the point of view of that she's looking at, the little girl's looking at it in a mirror. That's harmless, right? Because that's what all kids do. As a matter of fact, back in the day when I was an apostate, I can remember watching episodes of that god-awful show, Sex in the City. And in one of the episodes, one of the females did that. Not even those pornographers, not even those pervert pimps from Sex in the City bothered to show the image of what she saw in the mirror. The producers of this, because it's a cartoon, though, show a 10-year-old, I can't get over this, a 10-year-old child looking in a mirror, and you see what's the image in the mirror, and she's looking at her genital, private part. Folks, we're at the end. What else is left? Oh, wait a minute, I know. Using animals, like snakes, maybe, in the next episode. Yeah. We'll take a, hey, I got an idea. That wasn't offensive enough. We got to break some more barriers down here. Claim some more souls. Let's employ some rubber snakes. By the way, if you watch the trailer, there's a ginormous dildo in it that's in one of the kids' room. And it is a fully functional, fully anatomically correct version. Netflix, an $80 billion market cap American corporation paid to have that made. It's going, Mr. Church, there's a parental warning on the Netflix. Oh, that'll stop your teenagers from watching it. You know what? I'm not even worried about the kids anymore. This is for the adults. They're going to watch this. Mortal sins. Little souls are going to be falling into hell like snowflakes. Now, if you don't think that this is like a trial balloon, please leave the human race now. You're a threat to survival. This is a trial. Let's see if we can get away with it. Once they get away with it, and they will, someone else will come along. You're like, that ain't kiddie porn. This is. Watch this. Pretty soon, I'm telling you, you know, folks, I didn't even know this. When I wrote what I'm about to read to you 2 days ago, I did not know this. I had not seen this trailer. I had not seen this show, Big Mouth, on Netflix. By the way, it's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers here at 844-527-8723. Let me see. I'm looking for my post from 2 days ago. I had not seen that trailer when I wrote this. Now Amazon Prime delivers primetime Trans Johnson. So what was the subject on Tuesday when I wrote this on Tuesday? What was the subject then? A transgendered, a very mentally deranged male who thinks it's a female and plays a female on an Amazon Prime show, convinced the producers of the show that the way to start season 4 was for it to be laying in bed with its sodomite boyfriend after coitus, or after attempting to get the human papilloma virus directly injected, if you will. He convinced the producers of the show to let him roll over fully aroused, show that the mutilation gave it breasts and a Johnson. It's happy about it. Let's broadcast that on Amazon Prime. But don't worry, you should still go and buy all of your Quisp cereal from Amazon, because they are star-spangled awesome. My friends, I really don't know what else to say about this. Other than, if this ain't diabolical, I don't know what is. Seriously. So when I wrote this a couple of days ago, I didn't know what the TV show, Big Mouth, showing children masturbating. children, little girl. Hey, where? Somebody find me the. how many of you remember the TV spot that was made a couple of years ago by Melissa McCarthy and a couple of other sickos that were had a bunch of 5-year-old girls saying the F word? You remember this, Maggie O'Connell? I know you remember this. It was like it was no big deal. You know, the little girl, 5-year-olds, the parents volunteered these kids to go in front of a camera with Melissa McCarthy and Susan Sarandon and a bunch of other pervert pimps and say, what the F is the big deal? Do you remember this was a big, it was Julie Borofsky did a parody, or a really good parody of it. And people said, what's the big deal? You all say the F word. The F word is a vulgar description of the marital act. We've lost sight of that. And people said that there's no problem with little girls running around saying it. Hell, we put them in movies now. Well, there are movie critics and TV show critics that are actually praising the Netflix show Big Mouth. After having seen, I'm telling you, I can't unsee this. Don't watch it. After having seen the 10-year-old child, 11-year-old, however long, whatever they, prepubescent. And I know pre-puberty because of, this is how anatomically correct the mirror image of the child's genitals are, okay? Let me just put it to you that way. I was a child once, I remember. But I remember in the little kids saying the F-bomb, and basically saying, what's the big effing deal about being gay and about aborting babies, that this was child abuse. This was exploitation of children. And yet Rosie O'Donnell and all the rest of them went out there and defended it and said, there it is right there. Pepper Dolce. Bam. Thank you. It's in the chat room at MikeChurch.com. There's some Julie Borofsky's send-up of this.
Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty.
You see, you can't play it. I thought that Borofsky had... oh, no, that's the actual video. You got to see... This was a campaign against hate, supposedly. People saying that, I don't see what the big deal is. Better church plays. It's just a word. What do you mean it's just a word? I wrote this 2 days ago about Amazon and its full-on money shot of this mentally deranged man suffering from gender dysphoria being filmed and now being a part of network television broadcasting. So now we have men fully, frontally aroused with breasts exposing themselves. And now in this television show, this cartoon that Netflix is putting out, Big Mouth, 10-year-old girls, full-on anatomical presentation of private parts. So I wrote this the other day. Got that, citizen? Sexual mental disorders need to be normalized. What disorder remains illegal and cries out for normalizing next? Well, what demon-inspired adult progressive wouldn't want to teach an inexperienced 8-year-old, 8-year-olds, dude, the ropes of what to do with their new transition bodies? Go ahead. Get outraged and angered at me all you want. That is the future we are careening to. And pray tell, What depraved Amazon or Netflix TV producing executive is going to draw that line, risking the fake rage of Bagul's propaganda and cash career machine? We all must become odd, as Dean Koontz's character in the Odd Thomas books and movies are. I repeat what I say every day on my radio show. The demons are here, they are ascendant, and they've come for the children. Only those who see this for what it is, the final power play of Satan's campaign, and see the real villains, know the fix. Our Lady crushes the head of the serpent. Without a devotion to her intercession, Bagul, Baphomet, et al. Are at an all-you-can-eat kitty soul buffet. Where am I wrong?